Oh, he just did one of those shampoo commercial fucking flutters. It's 141. We're almost fucking halfway to fucking something. We're almost to 150. Fucking Donnie, it's looking very blue. And, well, now it's red. New background, that's pretty fucking dope. Fucking Stone Ninja's back. He's got a bowl of cereal. I got this, you guys. Check this
one out. Okay, how is that, John?
This thing's pretty fucking dope. I just installed a new operating system on it. Garlic OS.
Okay.
Man, it's just got all these different fucking games on it. This is just the Game Boy Color shit. Let's see. It looks good. The speaker kind of sucks. Oh shit, Monster Rancher.
Yeah, I've got a modded Xbox that's got like 10,000 games in it or something.
Man, that's so cool. Yeah, this shit is pretty fantastic. And I got more games and systems coming for it. But they're like 47 gig downloads. And it's taking all fucking day.
Yeah.
Cause this,
but once it's in there, right?
Yeah. I got 128 gig SD card on this, and it can play up to PlayStation 1 games. And it's got like arcade shit like Marvel vs. Capcom on there. That's pretty fucking dope. Alien vs. Predator, which is an amazing arcade game that hasn't been ported to any console except for Capcom's stupid $200 plug and play arcade stick. Yeah, and it was an awkward looking arcade stick because it was shaped like the letters Capcom. How's it going, Donnie?
It's going all the way down. Fucking look to the lotus.
Oh shit.
Hey.
Show us. Show us your Nexus collector. This Nexus collector is great.
Yeah, awesome.
Oh dang, it got Chaga, bro.
Yeah.
Don't get stabbed with that.
You know, I actually tried to do a dialogue fight, but it did not work out.
You don't want to kill any molten glass, bro.
Yeah.
Shards of glass are not good for your lungs.
Your lungs or your skin or any part of your body, really. That's
Yeah.
10 out of 10 doctors agree to it. And not very often do they always agree.
Yeah.
But in this case, they're like. Out
of 10 dentists, though.
Yeah.
Could get them off. They're fucking crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, if it lands in your tooth just the right way and fills a cavity and dries real quick. What you smoking on?
Let's go.
Me?
Man. This one's actually really nice. It is called Mountain Goat.
Man, I like how shit there comes in nice ass fucking jars. We got some dope ass bags.
25.3%. Look at this stuff. It's pretty gnarly. Well, shit, I'm smoking it down quite a bit, but.
Hell yeah. Oh, and hell yeah, Donnie's got dabs too. Oh, look at that bud. What's that shit called, Donnie? Oh, you muted, Doug. Donnie's lost
and stuff. And then I got this other new
Rogue. Shit. Rose Gold Rogue.
Oh, shit.
Live rosin sauce.
Shotgun Wedding, part 2.
26.
Oh, Jesse remembers.
26.7.
Oh, but
this
that's...
stuff looks really gnarly. That's what I'm...
Hell yeah.
It's very crystal.
Hell motherfucking yeah. Look at that shit.
Nice. I think it's time to play Where the Fuck is Jesse at today.
Jesse is... He's at that one fucking... the Animal Kingdom at Disney World. You know, that's the tree with all the animals on it.
No. What? He is in the African safari in the nation of Wakanda.
It's apparently National Hammock Day, so I gotta figure out where this picture's from.
Where's the hammock
at? In the middle of the tree.
The blue thing.
Oh, I thought that was like a mushroom or something.
Yeah, I don't know where this one is. It's probably an AI-generated place. Much like real life.
Boo.
Much like real life.
You're in the Matrix.
I if I could see how many fingers the tree had, I could tell if it was AI or not. AI, it just they cannot do fingers. But people have a hard time with fingers, so it's... His fingers are weird.
Yeah, I've thought of a couple of different ideas of maybe... using AI or something like that in doing the comic books, but I just don't see it. I'm maybe down the line some like Marvel's gonna end up doing it. They're gonna take some flack for it, but it's gonna end up happening. I know right now Lady Death, they have they put this guy on blast because it turns out he had used some AI to create a variant cover for Lady Death that they have now said they are not going to print his comic or his cover.
Damn!
It's not going to be available at all. They were asking him directly and put him on blast in a Facebook post. And like the owner and creator of Lady Death and Coffin Comics and shit like that. Like, he was just like, hey, is this AI art? Tell us now. Like, blah, blah, blah. Show us the stuff. And because it had the same face as one of, like, the pieces of artwork that he had done previous, and so people suspected that, like, maybe he just... you know, used some of his art.
Yeah.
And, like, put another filter on it and put, like, a whole nother, like, piece of art together around it. But, it looks like...
I don't know, man. That AI art, if you tell it what to do well enough, that shit...
Yeah. You know what?
It's liable to start pulling out shit that people have already done, you know?
Yeah.
I tried my hardest to get it to give me pictures of Hulk Hogan wrestling fucking Jesus, and I could never get it.
Let me see if I can do it. I'm gonna get to work.
I hope so, because that was my lifelong goal with all of those fucking AI apps. And I've seen some wild shit from AI. And lately, all the ads I get for AI is, your friends didn't tell you. this AI app does NSFW.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It can spell? what if it comes up with, like, the Incredible Hulk wrestling, who was it?
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, what if it's the Incredible Hulk and he wrestles Jesus?
That would work, too. That's a close second. At least that we're in the same ballpark. Man. Damn, man. The presentation of that fucking bud in that jar, even their down to their label.
Yeah,
they're just really grade A.
This is the Natural State brand.
Okay.
Wow. And it is a Arkansas company. There's a couple other brands, like you got Revolution.
Oh, hell yeah.
They got a really cool look to their stuff, too, with the jars. But, you know, they're multiple states. They're in, like, Illinois. I wouldn't be surprised if they were in Michigan. And if you follow them on Instagram, they show where they're dropping new stuff and where their stuff's available.
Man, that's pretty fucking dope. I haven't had to buy weed in a minute because now it's just me smoking. So it's just me, and I only dab at night now, usually before I go to bed. And so an ounce lasts a lot longer.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, when it was me and Donnie, not only
it was a race,
was it going fast? Yeah, but was it going twice as fast? But we were trying to out dab each other constantly.
Yeah. Yeah, we went 2.5 ounces in 2 weeks.
Looks nice and clean.
Hell yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah.
Turn that sucker on, get it ready.
Man, I've been dabbing on some shit called Bomb Pop.
Shit.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna grab it real quick.
Yeah.
Then dabbing
I got a dab dart called Ring Pop. He's gonna go Bomb Pop. I'm gonna go Ring Pop.
Dude,
that looks gnarly, bro.
Yeah, and this shit was filled to the very tippy top.
This is a dab dart.
Oh, hell yeah.
I ran out of credits and was unsuccessful.
Ooh, Ring Pop.
Yeah, it's Peach Ring crossed with Gastropop.
Oh, hell yeah.
But this guy, he actually donated to one of the Kickstarter for Stone Ninja, so I was trying to represent that guy hard, man.
Hell yeah.
Get Dark Horse Medicinals in your area. Talking to you guys that are watching us right now.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not sponsored by the dude. Cool as shit. Check this stuff out. And it fucking works. Because it's like, wow.
Man, I wish this told me what this was across of, but it does the job. Fucking. I go through one little place because they're close by and they deliver. And I only pay like $140 an ounce. And that's not too bad. Man. Them darts are potent.
So is Stone Ninja.
That's a good point.
Omnipotent.
Man, it's gonna be so weird playing as Omni-Man in fucking Mortal Kombat. Well, I guess not, because they got fucking Superman down pretty well.
Seeing him beat down his son?
Yeah, that was pretty fucking
That was definitely Mortal Kombat quality stuff.
Yeah. You know, Peacemaker's the one that does it really good.
I don't know anything about Homelander.
Well, I mean, he's a vicious fucking psychopath.
Yeah!
He fits in perfectly. Homelander's... Have you seen that... What's that fucking movie? Brightburn?
Yes. I want to see that, but I haven't had a chance.
Oh. Well, that's fucking... That's Homelander.
Is it?
Yeah. Fucking Homelander is bad. Like, his Superman was bad.
I don't know, man. I'm just not into Superman whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. Not even when he had a mullet.
Yeah, you know what? I don't like Superman. I think what makes Homelander cool, and it's not even so much that Homelander's cool, it's just he makes a better villain than he does hero.
Yeah, definitely.
Like Superman, I think, would be cooler if he was a villain.
Like, yeah.
All yeah. them. It's a lame ass superhero.
Man,
but
the thing
I'm gonna put on glasses
that makes him perfect for Mortal Kombat specifically. Like, literally every one of his kills in the show is a fucking fatality, man. It's
yeah.
like, finish him. Laser beam somebody's fucking head off while he's like fucking a brother.
Yeah, some crazy shit.
Yeah,
it's a shame I'll never watch it.
There's the boys. There's one of the characters just has a massive dick.
Oh, I know about him. He looks like Donnie.
Yeah, love sausage. Look just yeah. like Donnie.
I remember, look yeah, at that. That's exactly how that character looks right there.
Oh, that's so fucking yeah. funny. Man, fucking, there's the guy that's like the Atom that can shrink down.
And
like
another dude that fucks fish.
Oh,
That can shrink down, man. He went inside a dude's penis and then sneezed.
And he was like having a party.
And expanded. Like,
oh, this is fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was running through lines of coke first. And then, yeah, he jumped through this dude's urethra.
Wow.
Sneezed. And it showed, like, you just see, like, you think he's going to go up the dude's ass. Like, that's what I thought. And then you just see the dude put his dick on the table. And then it's just a big close-up of the dick. And you're seeing it from, like, Ant-Man's perspective. And then, yeah, he just walks on in and then has a coke sneeze and man explodes.
Damn.
Yeah. And that was how they opened the fucking season, man.
Yeah, that was season 3. First scene. Season 3.
Yeah. But 5 minutes into it.
Well, you know how they start season 1. It's not that far off.
Yeah.
Good. That's fucking wild. Yeah, I'll never watch it.
Oh, man, it's a good show. You should.
That's what I keep hearing, and that's why I don't. I had a buddy who, like, went out of his way to put his Amazon on my PlayStation and said, here, watch The Boys. You'll love it. I never did. Still to this day, haven't even thought about it.
Man, that's a shame.
One day I'm going to tell you to watch the new Stone Ninja show. Damn it.
I will watch that.
Better watch it.
I will watch that.
Man, The Boys is really good, though.
I know the guy who came up with that.
Yeah.
Donnie, quit sending pictures of yourself.
Boy. with your big old dick.
Yeah, man, we actually had a Creators Club meeting last night, and we're working with a whole bunch of really creative individuals, and there's this one, it's an Instagram comic, and we're working on getting it into a print format, and y'all should check it out. Let me pull it up real quick.
Hell yeah.
It is America the Comic, and it's M-E-R-R-I-K-A-H
America
or the underscore comic. And what he's done is about 1 to 2 panels a day. He just did it to it, and it's all in the, you know, Instagram square format, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Donnie, are you, kinda like are you fighting dragons over there?
I can't know, but yeah, there you go. You can kind of see this guy.
Oh, that's dope.
He's got a mullet.
Yeah,
he's riding a bullet.
He's America, man. He's
America, man.
He's hell fighting yeah. for us, you know? He's the last. It's really good. It's a lot.
You said it's on Instagram?
Yeah, it's on Instagram. It's called America. And it's by a guy named Tony Max. I've known him for like years and years, and I just put it together that he's the one that was doing this comic and another comic that he's working on doing. And I think he wants to join the squad at Bad Dog when we relaunch, so
that's cool.
You know, follow him on the internet and check it out. I mean, scroll, like, they're all on there. He said he's got over like 400 and something posts for the first like story arc, which I don't know what that's going to translate to, because we got to look at these and say, okay, like, this is like an issue, you know, we get a solid story here, and then this is the next issue, you know.
Could you put it on the page to us somehow?
Yeah, send us a link in group chat, and then we'll get that posted to the fucking socials.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Hell yeah. We'll get that shit out there.
Share this profile.
Man.
Let me do it through Instagram because it's stupid like that. But yeah, I'll get you guys going on that.
Word. Hell yeah, and then we'll get y'all going on that.
It's really
cool. America, man.
And the colors and the art and everything about it, it's basically like this guy fighting through this crazy future. I haven't read all of it to know what parts he's like in space and what part it's like, you know.
Does he ever say mutant that alien. Shit? Shit! I forgot where I was going. Sorry. I'm putting myself in timeout.
He just pulled a me. I forget what I'm saying constantly. I'm constantly half a fucking sentence here, and then, oops, I forgot where I was going with that. I chalk it up to smoking too much weed.
Yeah.
Me? Oh, hell yeah.
Frog titties.
Damn.
Donnie.
Oh, shit.
Allie.
Frog titties.
Yep, that was some frog titties right there.
Yeah.
Her little frog sacks are out.
You know, I was thinking the other day, yesterday, me and Donnie were talking about that, actually. Nostalgia is a hell of a drug, man.
Amen.
It fucking They prey on us with our childhood.
I seen Majora's Mask for $350 in the box. Like, man, that's ridiculous.
So Richie, his uncle, my brother, bought him a booster box for his birthday. We picked it up at the card shop. Richie was fucking super amazed at the card shop. Like, he couldn't believe there was a shop that just sells cards.
Yeah.
Cards. And I was looking at the singles, and they have Southern Island Mew.
Oh, shit.
And that was $120. I got a fucking binder full of those motherfuckers. If those are really $120, I'm about to cash them motherfuckers in. Like, holy shit.
You should, if you know where the binder is.
Yeah, it's in this closet next to me.
Then do it.
Yeah, I got a bunch of... I got fucking shiny Mews.
Do it.
I got a ton. It's fucking Mew Gold Star. That was the only card I collected for the longest time, was just Mews. So, yeah, and I'm glad I held on to that.
Yeah, I'm trying to find Mew in the Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I had one. I sent it to Pokemon Home.
There's a research that'll let you do it. You get one?
Yeah, I'm battling my way through that. I finally got a Ditto and passed that part, but now I gotta do something.
Yeah.
My issue is Kangaskhan and Zapdos.
Forever.
Kangaskhan and Zapdos.
The birds I heard appear randomly now.
They do.
Yeah, but they're fucking. Like, their flea rate is like 91%.
Throw that Master Ball, dog.
I had.
No.
It was before.
What if I needed it?
No, it wasn't. I didn't want to use a Master Ball on that, though.
You can't use a Master Ball on anything you can get in a raid. You can only use it on things you catch in the wild.
What?
So to me...
That's not a fucking Master Ball.
I might as well waste it on a fucking...
Oh, to use that legendary on a bird. Fuck, bro?
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually just reading an article today about how the Master Ball in Pokemon Go is kind of useless.
It's not even a Master Ball. If it can't catch any Pokemon without fail, it is not a Master Ball.
Yeah, it's because with raids, you can only use Premier Balls.
Yeah, that's bullshit. If I have a Master Ball, I should have the option.
Does it miss? Is it impossible to miss with it, or...
With the Master Ball,
what if you whiff a Master Ball?
You miss the motherfucker altogether.
Oh, I think it goes on its own. Like, I think it's like a little animation.
That would be, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. At least they did that.
Because I thought about that, too. What if you throw it and it doesn't go anywhere? Oops, I hit that tree.
Fucking glitches out like it's known to do.
Yeah, that game's broken.
Your fucking Master Ball.
That game's broken as fuck. And the community is real weird. Like, they're very anti-cheater. And it's really weird seeing... Like, you see people taunting them by posting screenshots that they're clearly cheating. And you can see the little star when you're cheating. And you're like, come on, you know, we know you cheat. You get this, that's what you get for cheating, scumbag. Oh, look, a cheater. I hope you and your whole family dies. And it's like, whoa. Holy shit, that went far.
That escalated.
Yeah,
that escalated.
Goddamn, that person faked
it. Scumbag, I hope your family dies. Whoa.
You won't be faking your location in hell, motherfucker. Like, whoa, why is that making you so angry? Calm down. And just, like, seeing people who, in these Pokemon trade groups. Oh, you got, those are gen Pokemon. Oh, you're a fake Pokemon. Who cares? Don't trade them.
Yeah, I don't have time.
Yeah, I'm not dedicated.
I'm trying to fuck on a Pidgey right now. Like, just give me a Pidgey, somebody, anybody. Hit me up on Pokemon Go.
You need a fucking
Pidgey.
I don't know if I have a Pidgey. Fucking.
Nah, I already hit you up. You said, nah, you had the evolved one.
Yeah. Man.
You gotta get the ones you need to start off with.
Yeah, well, my little dude, Badly. When he plays, he goes through and evolves everything. Listen,
I might have one on another account.
He evolved my shiny Eevee, damn it. And I said, I was gonna send that to home. You just randomly evolved it? He goes, yeah, I just randomly evolved it. I said, And I still have this quest where I'm supposed to take a snapshot of Eevee. And I went to go take a snapshot of Eevee. I'm like, where the fuck is my Eevee? And he's, oh yeah, I evolved Eevee, Dad. So I'll just do there and evolve everything.
He's been to the Kentucky Fried Chicken buffet since he's been back in Kentucky.
Have you been there, Donnie?
No.
To the KFC buffet.
No, I haven't been to the buffet.
Yeah, that didn't last long. You got about three words out, and then it just went to shit.
No, I haven't been.
Yeah. Man.
Man. I feel you.
I'm sorry, Donnie.
What have you guys been up to this week?
Shit. Work, 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 and work.
Yeah, I did a lot of comic book stuff, and then also a lot of work stuff.
Yep.
That was pretty much it.
Well, that's
my
cool.
My power was out for a couple of days.
That's bullshit.
Because MLGW sucked.
Because the man's trying to keep you down.
On the 31st, you owe us this much money. And then, you know, like 5 days early, they just go. That's how.
Man, them places, they don't fucking care either. And you know what sucks? Is when your power goes out because of a storm or something. Man, it takes them forever to get your fucking power back on. But they expect top fucking dollar. Man, I was late one day. And they're like, yo, you cannot pay over the phone anymore. You have to pay in cash. And I'm like,
so making it harder is somehow going to get you your money faster?
Yeah, and making me pay more because now I got to go pay at the party store.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? And I'm like, are you going to reimburse me these fees? No. Like, what? Okay. I don't understand companies that make it hard for you to pay or charge you fees for, like, why am I getting a convenience fee for fucking paying you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry that I made it so hard for you to accept this fucking money, you jackass.
Big fuck you to companies.
Yeah.
You guys suck.
Man.
As the wise Afro man once said, companies. Fuck the corporate world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good old Afro man. He tried to warn us.
It's true.
He tried to warn us. Nobody wanted to listen.
That man is fucking wild.
I love that man.
You remember when he punched that bitch that came on stage? Wow! Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Both sides of that argument. I think I understand the situation.
It could have been handled better.
It probably could have been handled better, but I tell you, he played
in heat of the moment.
at the deli, and he was always pretty awesome, so.
Man.
Heat of the moment kind of shit, man. You never know what's going to happen.
You got someone running you up on you.
On the stage, you never know what's going to happen.
You got lights in your face and shit.
You know, he's a married man, too, so you don't really want him fucking with him. You don't need no hoes.
Man, oh, that was...
He ain't a pimp no more.
It was an unfortunate situation, but it was also a funny as fuck situation. I laughed a little bit.
Yeah.
A couple times. Like, the honey's rolling his eyes over there. It must really be going ahead of him.
Sounds like it's fun time.
You're doing great, Donnie.
Fun time.
You're doing great.
Can't put on and play video games?
Hell yeah.
Go up and down for yes, side to side for no. Can you still play video games? Yeah, there you go. Alright. Put the headphones on, play the video games.
Man, yeah.
Get some kills.
Man, there was some lady out in the street the other day screaming at a dog, but there was no dog there. I don't know what the fuck was going on. She said, "You need to quit shitting on everyone's lawn."
There was
no dog there. Oh my God. You know, this neighborhood's going downhill. I saw a drug deal go on in front of my house one time, but the guy buying the drugs then walked around the car and hopped in the car and they drove away together.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Hey,
I threw an extra $5 in for gas. Yeah, sure, here, take this and hop in. You didn't get it from me.
What's in your pocket?
It was weird as shit. And then they drove away, you know, happily ever after.
That's crazy. That's just crazy.
I don't know how I got fucking sick in July, but it fucking sucks.
It happens, dude.
It started with just fucking sneezing, and I couldn't stop sneezing.
Ready? You should take some allergy medicine.
Check and see COVID. That shit's going around again.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that because I've had a sore throat lately too.
You do dab a lot though.
And it's true too. But
oh, COVID could have you working from home for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Or worst case scenario, you die.
Yeah. You know, although that's the worst case scenario with just about everything in life.
Yeah. Well,
I wake up and worst case scenario is I die.
Yeah. Is it though?
I mean,
there's some things.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get real dark with you guys there. You know what I mean?
Right now, I mean, it might be a little traumatic for whoever finds my carcass.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh well. Man, listen, I gotta talk about this book real quick.
Oh yeah.
I read this book. And it's a movie too, and I haven't watched the movie yet, but I want to watch the movie. I'll probably watch the movie tomorrow. It's about this kid, this little ass kid. He's snooping in his brother's room. He finds a bowling ball bag, and it's a head. And he discovers his brother is a serial killer.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then he's, you know, he's terrified because, you know, he keeps noticing it's different heads every week. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, some weeks the eyes have been popped out and shit. It was a real fucking weird. It started off as like a coming of age like fucking story. You're just learning about this little ass kid that's learning about growing up, and you know, side plot is his brother is a serial killer. It's a little whimsical at first, but then it hits some real dark and twisted places at the end. It makes me not want to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Maybe
they cut that out.
No, I heard the movie's pretty brutal. The reason I found out about this is because I'm on that fucking Grindhouse fucking group, and someone said, hey, you know, what are movies that fucking left you scarred and you can never watch again? And a bunch of people put Found. And so I'm like, okay, I gotta look this movie up, man. It fucked these people up. They don't ever want to watch it again. And most of the movies I see on there, I Wikipedia them first. And then I found out this one was a book. And then I found out that book was on Amazon Kindle Unlimited, which has a free trial. So yeah. It was a neat book. Weird. I wasn't expecting a weird ass twist like it had. Man. Have you been reading that Street Fighter Cross Ninja Turtles?
Nope. Can't find it.
I hadn't picked it up.
It's sold out on the internet.
Well, my comic store went to this like digital format, like an app where you select what you want, like what subscriptions and stuff you want. And I kind of slack, because it is very easy, but I slack on getting on there and going through and seeing what's coming out and stuff. That's one where I'll probably pick it up maybe as a trade.
Yeah,
when they collect those junks, that's kind of fun.
I'm trying to get this box full, though, personally.
You're trying to get a box full of them?
Yeah, I'll show you the box. I bought this box because I had a few comics and I needed to put them up the way they need to be. You know? Oh, shit. And then I was like, well, damn, now I gotta, like, fill this box up.
Okay. Oh, it's the Spider-Man box.
Okay. I'm coming along. A lot of this is from your boy there.
Oh, a lot of those are Stone Ninja comics?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Stone Ninja comics, my whole comic collection. That and one Twisted Comic.
I've got a whole box full of Stone Ninja comics myself.
Man,
but I also got, like, some fucking Static Shock, you know?
That's pretty fucking nice.
I also have the first issue of that fucking Berserker, the Keanu Reeves comic.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know he had a comic.
Yeah.
They're on to the next story arc now. So I think the first story arc was, like, 8 issues. Maybe 9, I can't remember. And now the first one on the second series is
White. See, I like waiting until it's a graphic novel or a trade paperback. It's all nice and together and finished.
Yeah, well, when they make a Berserker movie starring Keanu Reeves, then
Berserker Barrage!
You won't have that number one that'll be worth $20
whole dollars. Dude, that's a fucking win, though, homie.
Yes.
Maybe if you got the right variant cover.
I got cover A, sadly.
Nice.
But I spent $5.50. You know?
Let's see.
There you go.
The last time I bought a comic book, it was a Gen 13 comic. I used to fucking read Wizard magazine, and I found out about Gen 13 through Wizard magazine, and then I was a horny preteen, pretty much. And I was like, wow, these are super babes.
Yeah.
Oh, and Savage Dragon. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
And Image had a good Mars attack. It's kind
of... I also got this pretty sweet little fucking Usagi Yojimbo collection.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice. Ninja Turtles Power Rangers.
That's a pretty dope team up too, though.
But one of my favorite comics, though.
Yeah,
straight up. I fucking love this character, bro.
The second one, like, we're putting the finishing touches on the Kickstarter from last year right now, and it's going off to print, ideally, next week.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then there's a handful of other things that we gotta, you know, acquire to fill those packages.
And right.
Ideally by, like, you know, the end of August for sending these things out.
Hell yeah.
Cosmic Skunk too.
Fucking Cosmic Skunk is great.
Cosmic Skunk is dope.
Actually, that's something where we're talking now about what do we want to do, the 2-in-1, or we're focusing most of our efforts on turning this into the nationwide thing, getting a whole, like, group of comics together. And I'm thinking there's a possibility we'll take that first issue and the second issue that's about to come out, and slap those Cosmic Skunks together with some more content, and that'll be issue number one, and then we'll work out doing the rest of that story arc in a couple more issues.
Hell yeah.
And then have Cosmic Skunk established, you know, that little kind of origin story. Who's the good guys, who's the bad guys?
Hell yeah.
That's cool. I really like the Cosmic Skunk.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Cosmic Skunk, too.
It was a fun story idea. I was really looking for, like, my way of bringing in that super character, but something different.
Hell yeah. And,
you know, Super Skunk came up, and it was obviously taken in the 70s. And they've got a cool comic, and it's their own thing. And I put my own twist on my own idea, and it was the Cosmic Skunk.
Hell yeah. And
other than them being skunks, I did my very best to make them as different as possible, because there's...
You never know.
...drastically outdated, let's just say.
Oh.
You know, it's a lot of the Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers kind of style. And the Cheech and Chong style. It's a little bit, yeah, like I said, it's a little bit dated.
It's fucking dope, though.
It's old school. Like I said, it's cool. It's its own thing. And I, like I said, I try to do
my own thing.
I came to him first because, you know, it's kind of a similar thing, and
yeah.
Super Skunk is kind of the name, right?
And yeah.
I just put it out there. Hey, do you guys want, are you interested in updating the character at all and telling some new stories? You know, I've got artists interested. I've got a storyline idea. And at the same time, I still ordered their stuff. So, like, I ordered a handful of their comics. And I was like, oh, that's what this is? I was like, they've got... It's going to be as different as possible. They took Budzilla, too. So if I make a kaiju, it's going to be something other than Budzilla.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean... I'm telling you, they probably sell some really cool t-shirts and shit like that to, like, 60 and 70-year-old hippies. And just people in general, because it's kind of cool stuff.
Oh, I never even heard of this shit.
Yeah, you know, that's why you research these kind of things when you come up with ideas. Don't want any copyright infringements or anything like that to interfere. And, yeah, the origin story is drastically different. And the way that I tell it, Jesse, I think is one of my favorite things about that comic is I literally, like, created an entire planet. And the
yeah.
of it, you know?
Yeah.
I wrote that comic, all 10 pages, when I was on vacation at the Great Wolf Lodge near Atlanta. And I had all the kids, and it was like the second or third day that we were there. We had basically, it was the third day we were there. We had been there for an entire day the day before and just like wore out like all five water slides and the lazy river so many times that next day I was like, okay, you kids have fun, don't drown. Big kids stay with the little kid. I'm gonna be right here at the bar writing this comic book. And that's exactly what I did. I sat there for about, I guess, 4 or 5 hours.
Hell yeah.
Banged out the entire 10 pages of Cosmic Skunk. And then my daughter Anna actually read it on the tablet on the car ride home. And was like, wow, Dad, cool, man. She's like, wow, you just wrote this? I was just like, yep. I had all these ideas and stuff written down on my fucking notepads. And I had like a couple of notepads probably full of the stuff. And I was just sitting there going, okay, blah, 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 and trying to get it all coherent. And
hell yeah.
What was it? It's like the because the weed's like growing under a yellow sun or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's fucking
that's
dope.
That's my jab at Superman.
You that's know? Fucking cool, man.
Because, you know, he comes here from a, you know, planet with a red sun or something like that, which I didn't necessarily specify in that first issue, what color the sun was of Cosmic Skunk's home. But, yeah, our bud grown under a yellow sun definitely has a effect on Cosmic Skunk. That's where those powers come from. There's a lot of like fun stuff I have planned for that character.
That's fucking dope.
Really, like issue 3, like the cover alone is going to be one of those like, what the hell's going on with this? I kind of have to have this comic book.
Little right. Homies on a fucking tractor. That's and great. That's good
Cosmic
shit.
Cosmic Skunk went in for like the super flying uppercut and like KOing a dinosaur. Like a giant
rat. Oh, that's fucking dope as shit.
And in the middle of a city with a bunch of people and cars and shit going, what?
That's fucking
and,
dope.
And it will be a very, like, awakening moment for the whole entire Stone Ninja world as far as, you know, there being heroes and giant monsters and all sorts of crazy shit going on.
Hell yeah. That's dope as shit, man.
Yeah, so
I'm glad that you're like still wanting to mess with the Cosmic Skunk.
I might have like a Justice League or some shit like that. Like
that'd be fucking sick.
I don't know.
The cannabis core.
I
hell yeah.
care for the Weed Warriors, but, like, I take it more than that. Like, we'll have some non-weed-related characters, too. That's really, like, some fucking Boy Scouts and shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't even have an idea for, like, a Captain America-esque But, you know. throw something together. But, like, yeah. Definitely... is a team-up planned for Cosmic Skunk and Stone Ninja. I've started writing that.
You need a dabbing guy.
I do have a guy that he's part of the
I don't even know his own stuff. Laugh at him.
I think it might have been I think it's Dab and Dave.
I like it.
And it's Dabs, like D-A-B-S, and it's Disenfranchised Alien Bong Squad.
I like it. I like it.
And it's like a rip on the Green Lantern. It's a bong.
I like it.
And they fucking hit rips on that shit, and the one from Earth, he's just kind of like, how'd you pick me? Because he's not in superhero shape, but he's got, you know, the heart of gold.
Hell yeah. And
the lungs.
I had an idea one time about... guy. Like a duo type of deal.
Yeah.
And like the guy, the main guy, is the Mississippi Hippie, right? That's what I called him. I never got a name for the sidekick, right? But like he shoots things, he like different types of energies from his fingertips, depending on which strain of weed he smokes, right? But his sidekick has this utility belt with a bunch of test tubes full of dirt, and he takes his thumb, you know, and he, like, you know, sticks it in the dirt, and then it grows like a tree, like this thing of like, but it's a weed tree. And then, like, at the end of the comic, they're like just chilling in their apartment selling what they had left over to make the rent.
I like
and
that.
There's like one of the you know, a pig as the, you know, like the cops, you know, they're a bad guy, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, like
Okay, I didn't know that was a thing, but that's cool. And then like they have to get this lawyer, but like it's actually just like a mosquito in a skin suit, you know.
Ooh.
Like what? Eventually you find out he's a mosquito, but he looks human at first, and yeah.
Mutated mosquito person. I like it.
Yeah, and those are just a couple of the bad guys that I came up with for him.
Like, alright.
Yeah. I thought of a comic once, too.
I thought of an idea for a character that could control mosquitoes, and he'd have them, like, swarm people, so you're getting, like, hit, like...
Ah! That would be awful, bro.
Swarms
of mosquitoes.
Get drained of blood. Like
Skeeter Man.
Rock, bam.
That sounds awful.
Skeeter Man. Man.
Mosquitoes attack me enough as is. We were at my boy Church's house one time, and we couldn't smoke inside. We had to smoke outside. And I swear to God, I was the only one getting bit by mosquitoes. We went inside. Even my forehead was fucking bit the fuck up. I had bites just visibly everywhere, and everyone else was completely fucking fine. I hate them damn things.
Yeah. If I had the three wishes, it'd probably be like $700 million. Biggest dick.
Yeah.
And then no more mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And I think we'd all be happy with that.
I'd bang two chicks at the same time, man.
Two dicks.
What would you do if you had $1 million?
Two chicks at the same time, man.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a good one. I wish you liked that movie, Rick.
Man, I don't even know this from.
Office Space.
Oh, yeah. See, no. That movie. Mm.
You should try it again.
Every time I watch it, it just makes me mad.
You thought the same shit about King of the Hill, though.
Could you build that algorithm? We could just let it loose on all sorts of different businesses.
Hell
just
yeah.
A little bit of change.
Yeah, that would be nice. I could use the money. I tried watching it not too long ago.
Really?
I don't know what it was about King of the Hill. I think it's because as a kid, King of the Hill is a shitty cartoon.
Because you don't really get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, I don't understand. Yeah. Now, it's like, oh shit,
this is
funny
great.
As fuck.
This is fucked up, like, dude.
Yeah. Now that I've lived enough life.
She had a kid with another man and he doesn't know?
Yeah, I didn't catch that at all as a kid.
Yeah, man. No, and me either.
I was always like, man, why the fuck does he look so different? Is he adopted?
Yeah. No, man. Nice. John Redcorn's kid.
Yeah. No, I was just as oblivious as his dad.
I don't think he actually is, man.
Yeah.
I think he knows. I really fucking do. Because, like, he's the most paranoid motherfucker in the world.
It's true.
Right? And every chance he gets when John Redcorn is around, he rubs it in his face that's his son.
That's a good point. That's weird.
And he makes it a point to say, my wife, you know?
Yeah.
That motherfucker knows. And he's just being petty about it.
I'm excited for the revival, because the Beavis and Butthead comeback wasn't that bad. Oh, the movie kind of sucked.
That fucking episode with the dumpster fire that was telling him to go run a mile and then clean up the neighborhood.
That was good shit.
I just saw the new movie. I didn't think it was that bad.
It was kind of
fun.
It was okay. It just went on too long.
Yeah.
Like, pretty soon it was just, this is really long in the fucking tooth. The new show is good, though. When they brought the show back originally in 2012, I was like, really, Beavis and Butthead? That's pretty mild by today's standards. Yeah. I'm like, South Park came out and made fucking...
Yeah, they censored him for saying fire, fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
But, you know, even with not being as vulgar as South Park, those two are dumb as shit.
He's gonna score.
That show's
funny. Like, hey, baby, I got a beer.
I like the segments now where they're old.
Yeah, those are hilarious.
And Butthead's a big fat fuck on Social Security. And fucking Beavis is his fucking Medicaid aid. Oh, man. That show's fucking bananas, man.
Yeah.
It's weird how much shit is making comebacks.
It's because, like, they got no ideas no more, man.
I know, and they're preying on our goddamn childhood. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they eat the shit up that they used to love? Let's do that.
And it's, yep. Donnie brought up a good point. They know we got jobs now. I saw they brought back the fucking Ninja Turtles toys from the 90s.
Yeah.
But they're not $5 anymore.
No.
They're $25.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man.
And the weapons aren't stuck together anymore.
That's
pretty sad about that.
One of those wishes, it might be for Mint Inbox Snake Eyes Series 1.
Ooh. Man, those are the good G.I. Joes. Like, I remember G.I. Joe as the little guys, too, not the big guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The dolls?
Yeah, the little tiny action figures.
The dolls with the kung fu grip?
Yeah, no, I don't remember them as a doll.
That
was actually before my time too. It was 1980.
Let's see if I can find a picture of that.
One of them. Wait, no, I guess it's probably more like 84. I was in like second, third grade, whatever that is. And I just remember like they did the first 5 episodes of the cartoon, and I literally was like, this shit's awesome. And the next time when I went to like Kmart with my mom, and I was just like, G.I. Joe. And she's like,
hell yeah.
I was like, that show was the shit. I want all that shit. I watched the whole mini series. There's supposed to be more of this stuff. Like, what's up? And she's like, let's get you a couple of these action figures. And I got Snake Eyes, and I got the dude with the fucking orange vest and the laser gun.
I had that one at one point in time.
And I busted him out of the package. Like, what was I thinking?
Alright. Oh, fuck.
I'd smack me back when I was like 7. Like, don't play with them. Like, hold the box and like do this. Same thing, you know?
I have decided that if I get any kind of like collector's item,
box inside of the box,
I'm playing with it.
What?
I'm playing with it.
I have on card fucking M. Bison and Guile G.I. Joes.
I've got that really big oversized Super Shredder Funko Pop.
Hell yeah.
Pitch out of the box and set it on the shelf.
Yeah,
fuck. Well. Fuck you, this is mine. I'm gonna be buried with it. You can't have it.
Yeah.
Mark that one as gone.
Man.
Oh, I hate collectors, dude.
Fucking. You know, Necco. Is it Necco? Necca? One of those two. They make some pretty dope ass fucking toys. Like, their Ninja Turtles line and the animated shit is pretty fucking dope looking. And it does 8-bit and 16-bit fucking turtle toys. That was fucking dope. And fucking, they did Jason, 8-bit Jason, and fucking Freddy from the fucking NES game as well.
Huh.
Which is pretty fucking dope.
I really like, they've got like I think is it Sideshow Collectibles? They've got the 1/6 size Ninja Turtle, like, super articulated and detailed action figures out now.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, man. And, like, the Foot Clan dudes and stuff.
Man.
I follow a handful of people that basically take pictures of their action figures.
Yeah.
Scenes and, like, put together, like, videos of that stuff. Oh, like, super fucking cool, man. And I just, you know, like, well, I don't have the money to buy the army to do that, and then you gotta like figure out how to do that, but it would be fun as shit.
Yeah.
To do something like that with Stone Ninja one day.
I
have a couple of the hand ninjas from Marvel Legends.
Yeah.
And I'm getting one of them painted like Stone Ninja.
Man.
And I've got another one in box still just to maybe get painted or something like that down the line. But I'd love to have a Stone Ninja action figure. How fun would that shit be?
Hell yeah. That'd be fucking dope. Man, fucking, I want little vinyl figures of the Foodie Boys.
They have like an exclusive one only for sale in dispensaries that comes with fucking Stone Ninja joint.
Hell yeah.
Bam.
yeah. This dude knows how to market.
Yeah, that's great.
There you go. And so you get an exclusive. And his hand, he can hold the joint. So you'd be like, make fucking
stuff. He doubles as a roach clip.
Boom.
Oh, man.
Yeah, boy. There you go.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Roach foo grip, son. Call it a roach foo.
Yeah, this is good. This is good thinking. Man, fucking.
Oh, even better. A rolling tray, a pack of the papers, one that's already rolled. You know what I'm saying? And on the rolling tray is like a panel from the comic.
Hell fucking yeah.
Hell. Now we were talking about the logistics of my idea to basically make a box that can hold like 10 comics in it, that you can open it up and flip it and put it on a countertop so that we can have it in the smoke shops and dispensaries on a countertop, preferably by the register.
Yeah. You
get that countertop space by the register. 9 times out of 10, somebody's going to look over at that and say, that's cool, ooh. Stone Ninja, 420. Throw that in there with my, you know, $150 bond purchase.
I'll spend
$4 on a comic book. And we've seen that work here. So it's like, if I can get that to work.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, tens of
thousands. I wonder if my comic shop would take those as a trade. Like if I just ordered some and traded them to my comic shop.
Well, I'm not sure. At that point, it would consider, if it's unopened, it could be considered a collectible. Whether they would be willing
You guys give me anything for this? Can I get the new Ninja Turtles for this, please? I don't have any money this week, and I really want to finish this Ninja Turtles.
Well, I got 45 issues. The problem comes in
when they go to resell it, and it being a cannabis product involved, and like having to sell it to, you know, someone that's verified 21, and then have, you know.
True that.
That makes it even more rare. What if you could only sell that shit online?
Yeah.
Like
fucking weed loss.
That's it, man. Like most comic book stores can't even sell this, man. It's so rare. You can't get this. Everybody's gonna pop it open and smoke their joint out of it.
The
resale on it will be probably pretty high, I would say.
Man, I would buy one. I'd probably buy two.
Well, that's what the $700 million was for, so I could, you know, make sure all my kids can do whatever they want to do, take care of their family, and like that, and a lot of my friends, and at the same time, invest the shit out of all of that money in making Stone Ninja what I think it can be, and have somebody business the shit out of it.
Hey, you businessman, business this shit.
Get a handful of businessers to business the shit out of it, and what I'll do is I'll go from dispensary to dispensary to convention to grow house. And I'll tour the entire country and sign people's comics and stuff like that. And I'll talk to everybody. And I'll be like, dude, you put this shit on the countertop like this, people fucking buy them. And you can buy this 10-pack, and it just, you don't need to have a whole, like, spinner rack to keep the comic books on. You do this. Have a return policy where all they have to do is grab an envelope and rip off the cover and, you know, fold it up and send those in. And then we send you, you know, credit towards, you know, your next purchase or something like that.
Hell yeah.
Just encourage them to you know, go for it. And not, it's not that much of an investment. It is something fun, and there's all this other cool shit. And that's how I take over the world with weed.
Hell, motherfucking yeah. Man, fucking, on that note, fucking, we hit that time, fucking. I got to...
monologuing. Curse you.
No, it's okay. I got a fucking date with a little dude.
Your hand?
After this. Yeah, my hand. It would be this hand. My left hand.
The little dude. That was my left hand.
Yeah. Oh, so see? Well, shit. I held up my right hand, though.
Oh.
So I fucked up. But listen, you can find us at thebrooklynbeatdown.com. At fucking stone.ninja. Fucking buy a comic book. Fucking theslinkycast.com. Fucking listen to the Slinky Cast. Fucking, you know, subscribe, like, buy a t-shirt. Fucking do all that fun shit. You know, this was episode 141. Fucking, we'll see y'all next fucking week.
Yeah.
Peace out.